are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 25th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. A lot of news and information to cover in this hour. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And before we get started with some news, I don't know, I always find this kind of stuff fascinating. Terry sent me this. Actually, in 1999, there was a book written, and the name of the book is Absolute Zero. You can look it up. It's on Amazon. Various other places on the internet. 1999, Absolute Zero, a book written about an African-American man flying into Dallas with Ebola. So, you know, you can judge that for whatever you make of it. It's the tale of an attack on America by an African-American man coming from the African region carrying Ebola into Dallas. So I just wanted to share that with you. Now, you know, on this broadcast, we talk a lot about illegal immigration. Sometimes I wonder if I'm the only one really concerned with our borderless southern border and what's happening to our country. I've got some news and information. If you've not heard it, I want to share with you. Now, this was coming in from Schaumburg, Illinois. Admitting his confidence in Cook County ballot integrity is shaken, state representative candidate Jim Monahan was shocked when he tried to cast a vote for himself and the voting machine cast it for his opponent instead. While early voting at the Schaumburg Public Library, I tried to cast a vote for myself and instead it cast the vote for my opponent, said Monahan. You can imagine my surprise that the same thing happened with a number of races when I tried to vote for Republican and the machine registered votes for Democrats. While using the touchscreen voting machine at the Schaumburg, Monahan voted for several races on the ballot, only to find that whenever he voted for a Republican candidate, the machine registered the vote for the Democrat in the same race. He notified the election judge at the polling place and demonstrated that it continued to cast a vote for the opposing candidate. Monahan was eventually allowed to vote for the Republican candidates, including his own race. It is unknown if the machine in question has been removed from service or is still in operation. Clearly, I am concerned that citizens will be able to vote for the candidate of their choice, especially if they are in a hurry and do not double-check their ballot, said Monahan. I cannot say whether or not this was intentional, but Cook County voters deserve better and should not have their rights to vote suppressed. Now, I've got this and a couple other articles up on the website, thealternativemedia.com, if you want to check it out for yourself. I mean, What will the American people not put up with? I mean, we're to the point now that we can't even have any confidence whatsoever in the voting process. Now, I know some of you out there may try to disagree with that, but I was keeping up with this farce back in 2008 with Ron Paul and some of the ridiculous shenanigans that went on with these electronic voting machines. I mean, we are so defeated in so many different ways, it's almost laughable. You can't even vote in this country and have confidence in the vote. But it gets worse. Now, this came out, Fox News. I've got a clip. I'll probably have to play the clip after the break. But a new report out of North Carolina reveals that there are 145 immigrants on the state's voter rolls. Early voting started Thursday. Now, that number has skyrocketed, as you'll hear in the clip. The U.S. Senate race between incumbent Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis is one of the toss-up races that will determine which party controls the Senate. The State Board of Elections said 145 people on the voting rolls are ineligible to vote. They were granted deferred action for childhood arrival status by the Obama administration. Now, again, this number has changed drastically. More from the Winston-Salem Journal, Josh Lawson, an SBOE spokesman, said that the election officials found out about the number Tuesday night after the North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles ran a specific search for drivers with DACA licenses. Letters from the SBOE will be sent to the 145 people asking for documentations as to whether they are U.S. citizens. More people are ineligible because they're not U.S. citizens, but they may be on the voter rolls of North Carolina. Nearly 10,000 names on the rolls are tagged by the DMV as legally present, according to elections and transportation officials, but that doesn't mean all 10,000 are eligible to vote. These are license holders who were not U.S. citizens when they got a license. They may have been granted green card holders, foreign workers, or foreign students, for example. Most may have become U.S. citizens since getting a license, according to an estimate by election officials. Estimates based on a sample of the overall list. Peter Johnson Jr. discussed the situation on Fox and Friends with State Representative Chris Millis, who called it a tremendous travesty that people who are not American citizens are getting to vote. Johnson and Millis then highlighted the fact that state officials are relying on the Department of Homeland Security to verify whether these people have become citizens. I'm highly skeptical of this current administration and whether these individuals truly are citizens in our state and our nation. After the break, and we'll play the clip for you. But are you understanding what I'm saying? Not only are these voting machines rigged, but they've got thousands of possible non-citizens voting here in North Carolina that may swing the election. The American citizens have bequeathed their ability to even choose their own politicians to illegal aliens. That's where we're at in this country. And no accountability, absolutely no accountability. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The American citizens may not, even if, let's say the vote's legit and the voting machines all work perfect and blah, 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 you may not even pick your representative, may be chosen by the illegal citizens that get to vote. How about that? I'm telling you, people, it amazes me how much and how well the American people are willing to put up with this. I mean, I guess as long as, you know, till milk is $20 a gallon and, you know, the NFL football is gone or something, the people are going to be willing to accept this absurdity. Some of the elections in this country may be swung by people voting that are not even citizens of this country. I guess after you're willing to put up with a president that's not a legal citizen, I guess anything goes. I guess it don't matter. You know, it's so confusing. It's so much information. We're taking it in the teeth on every front. They're on the march and we're on the run. So I know it's overwhelming to a lot of people. But if we're willing to step back, and they're going to act like, you know, well, it's Homeland Security's a problem, fault, you know, it's the DMV. you know, there's never going to be any accountability. Nothing's going to... And then our elections are changed in this country due to letting illegal citizens vote. You know, that's the whole drive of the Republicans and the Democrats now is worrying about the upcoming amnesty, which people that called in here years ago and said that it would never happen, just hold on, she's coming. It's right around the corner now. The next story after I play this clip, coming in from not Fox News as well, tells the story on that. You're listening to The Alternative Media. Coming up on a break. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com and click on Medical Tours today. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We're discussing the illegals on the voting rolls here in North Carolina. Probably a test case because they know that the people of North Carolina obviously are willing to accept most anything. Here's a clip from Fox News telling you a little bit more about it.
Answer next. Thanks, Brian. Early voting in Carolina yesterday following a shocking discovery by the state's election board. 145 illegal immigrants are on the voter rolls courtesy of the Obama administration's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program known as DACA. Joining us now to discuss the shocking discovery really is North Carolina State Representative Chris Millis. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Doing very well. Good morning to you.
How can this be possible? How are there illegals registered to vote in North Carolina? And does it appear to be a bigger problem even nationally?
I believe so. I mean, that's a very good question. Again, that was the reason why that our office requested an official response from the State Board of Election, not only with these DACA individuals of whether they are registered to vote in our state, as well as we're finding that there's other non-citizens in addition to these DACA individuals that are on our voting rolls as well. It's my understanding that they're about halfway through 10,000 potential non-citizens on the rolls, and they've already identified between 400 and 500 non-citizens that are currently registered to vote in our state.
Well, there are hundreds of thousands of people who have benefited from this program, and some of them even paid for by the nation of Mexico to get their application fees. So under that program, you're entitled to a driver's license and even work papers. But does that mean that you can vote in North Carolina? You have to be a citizen, don't you?
That is the first and very first requirement, to be a citizen of our nation and our state of North Carolina. So it's actually a travesty. It's just amazing that the current federal administration actually took the action of inaction to defer the upholding of the law for undocumented illegal immigrants. And this has caused a major issue, even though we're seeing some fruits of this lawlessness by way of these individuals being registered to vote in our state.
Now, am I right in understanding, Representative, that North Carolina and election officials went to the Department of Homeland Services and they said, well, you know, these folks don't appear to be citizens, but then the Department of Homeland Security says, oh, yeah, we think they are citizens. So now there's a fight between North Carolina and the federal government. They're saying folks are citizens, but you say we have no evidence of it.
Well, potentially that may be occurring. Like I said, of the 10,000 individuals that are Division Motor Vehicles in this state has recognized that could be potential non-citizens, they're actually going through and doing a cross-check with the Department of Homeland Security. So you are correct that currently the people in North Carolina are putting the faith in the actual Department of Homeland Security to verify citizenship. And I have to be honest, I'm highly skeptical of this current administration and whether these individuals truly are citizens of our state
nation. And so, Representative, you're on this case, and so you've written and you're following up on this to make sure that the people who are not American citizens cannot vote going forward in North Carolina, right?
That's exactly right. It's a tremendous travesty to even imagine having individuals that can go to the polls who are non-citizens and actually negate the very sovereignty of the vote of the citizens of our state and nation. And I'm looking forward to the official response from our State Board of Election. I'm actually encouraged by the action they've taken thus far, and I look forward to the results of actually restoring integrity to our election
process. And so do we. Will you let us know, follow up for us, then we'll have you back.
Okay, there you have it. Negate the sovereignty. Isn't it interesting? The Department of Homeland Security claiming these people are citizens. How they will rush to help the illegal immigrants in this country. This current administration. Isn't it interesting? But now when we have a situation like the IRS is attacking Christian groups, attacking political Tea Party groups, there's no rush for assistance there. How about when the veterans are struggling through the veteran hospitals, dying on waiting list, actually? Well, that's not a big deal to them either. But they will declare illegal citizens may be citizens and should have the right to vote. 10,000, possibly. In North Carolina, hundreds of thousands across the entire country, probably more like millions. And did you get the part that Mexico is footing some of the bill for this in many cases? Very, very interesting. So now we're to the point that, one, you can't trust the voting machines, and two, you can't trust the people that may be casting votes. Our election here in North Carolina is probably, I'm assuming, you know, the political theater being orchestrated the way it is, that it'll probably be a close race, and it very well may turn out that people are not even citizens of the country, could swing the vote. in this state. Now, I'm sure some of you may saw this, which is kind of the icing on the cake. The government print order for as many as 34 million blank work permits and green cards is raising concern that the Obama administration could be preparing for an executive order for amnesty after the November election. 34 million now. An online solicitation by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services seeks vendors that can produce a minimum of 4 million cards per year for 5 years and 9 million cards in the early stages. If that number reported by Breitbart.com on Monday is correct, they are vastly larger than the official estimates of 12 million illegal residents in this country. Well, I think we've made sufficient sport of that number over the years. That's obviously a lie. There aren't enough federal employees from here to Pluto to adequate background check 34 million people, said Bob Dane, spokesman for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They're not going to be doing background checks. Haven't you seen the people that they release, the criminals they release? Dane told Watchdog.org that President Obama appears to be getting his ducks in a row before legalizing illegal residents by executive fiat. It's another petulant display of contempt for Congress, he said. The USCIS official told Mail Online the solicitation for green cards is being published in case the president makes the move that we think he will. So I'm here to tell you, after this next election, I think the true agenda of Obama and this administration is going to come to light. They are going to give amnesty to millions and millions. They're going to open the floodgates. We're going to see people coming into this country, not just Mexicans. I was talking to I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and I believe that it's very possibly they're going to be bringing people from many different other countries into this country by the millions before Obama leaves office. That is part of his agenda, and look at what it will do to our economy. We're going to be a society without any culture, because all we're going to have rammed down our throat is diversity and tolerance. And unfortunately, I differ from many other probably broadcasters that you may listen to. I don't believe there's going to be there may be plenty of useless lip service. There's nothing going to be done to prevent this. It's going to happen. And our country is going to continue down the dark path to a third world type living standard, which is their ultimate goal. So what can you do about it? The best thing that I can tell you to do is to prepare. Prepare your family, tell your friends what's going on. They can believe it, they cannot believe it. Most of these stories I've done today are on the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can go there, read them for yourself, judge them for yourself, draw your own opinions. Coming up on a break, we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. You know, something we've not talked about lately is Fukushima. And ENSnews.com ran a story this past week of what a nuclear engineer and the nuclear waste watchdog organization had to say with regards with what's actually going on in that area. Now, Arne Gundersen, nuclear engineer, on October 20th, 2014, stated chronic and long-lasting radioactive releases are ongoing. Fukushima continues to bleed into the ocean because those nuclear cores have melted down and are in direct contact with the groundwater. It will bleed for centuries, perhaps, and certainly decades to come. So when you compare these nuclear accidents, Chernobyl didn't hit groundwater. The bottom line is that accidents are getting worse. Chernobyl contaminated all of Europe. Fukushima is contaminating the entire Pacific. Now, Kevin Camps, nuclear waste watchdog, the following day stated, it shows that what's really been expected, that the massive releases of radioactivity, both atmospheric that fell out on the ocean and liquid that are still on a daily basis pouring into the ocean, are slowly, or not so slowly, making their way to the North American coastline. This is going to keep going on for years, decades, maybe even centuries. Every day, it's 300 tons of radioactive groundwater that flows into the sea. every single day for the past nearly 4 years now, 300 tons of radioactive groundwater containing a toxic alphabet soup of radioactive poisons such as strontium-90 plutonium isotopes that each and every day, so it's an unprecedented catastrophe for the oceans. The significance is that in open seawater, the bacteria we're talking about, orders of magnitude of concentration of these radioactive poisons, first plankton, then go up the food chain, and we're at the top of the food chain. So that's just going to get worse the further up the food chain you go. Very significant issue that the U.S. federal government and state governments seem to not be paying any attention to. So, you know, I just wanted to share that with you because I know a lot of people are of the mindset if CNN or Fox News doesn't tell you about it, it's absolutely not happening. That couldn't be further from the truth. That is why broadcasts like this and the work of John Stattmiller and Republic Broadcasting is so important. I wanted to remind everyone the pledge drive is going on right now with a generous donation. You can get in a drawing for an antique shotgun or a 50 caliber backpack rifle. You can call your donations in at 1-800-724-2719, or you can mail them to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you need that information, feel free, if you can't write it down at the moment, feel free to contact me, and I'll be happy to get that to you. You know, we talk a lot on this broadcast about various drills that's going on. Last week, one of the biggest mass pandemic drills ever held in the state of North Carolina took place. This week, New York, according to CBS News, the New York City's region's emergency agencies are practicing for disaster. The city's Office of Emergency Management ran a training exercise Wednesday that simulated a response to a 10-kiloton nuclear device exploding at 42nd Street and 7th Avenue in Times Square. WCBS 880's Rich Lamb reported, according to the exercise, 100,000 people were instantly killed. A wave of overpressure took down buildings for a half-a-mile radius and did damage up to 2 miles, and radiation clouds swept over the region. How about that for a drill? The drill scenario also included a shutdown of subway services and interruptions to cell phone services. The city agency practiced rehearsing communications with the federal government and local law enforcement agencies in the tri-state area. We would have to get that message to speak with one voice with our partners in Connecticut, in Jersey, in the state of New York, OEM Commissioner Joe Esposito said. The agency also rehearsed how it would get word to the public during the crisis. Esposito said the blast would produce an electromagnetic pulse, disrupting much of the communications. What would the message be? Shelter in place, evacuate, seek medical aid. How would we do that? Social media. If it's up and running, we know a lot of this is going to be down for a time, so we know that a big part of it would be radios. The best thing people could have is a portable radio. So I thought that was interesting. You know, so many times we've seen practice drills that at some point in the near future came to fruition. So, you know, I've never lived in an area where anything like that was taking place. I could only imagine what that would be like. But I've got a sneaky feeling that as time progresses, we shall see more and more of this. Now, this is a local story, but I had to share this because how many people out there have not been suspicious that this was going on? Reuters reported this past week. More than 3,000 students at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill received credit for fake classes over an 18-year period as part of a program that allowed many of them to remain eligible to play, what were they going to play? Sports, according to a report released on Wednesday. I've always suspected that that was going on, and right here it is. Reuters ran the story. The investigation by former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein is the latest of several attempts to unravel allegations of academic fraud involving student athletes at the university known for its academic rigor and athletics. This is a very complex organization that needed oversight at every step of the way, and it didn't exist, Weinstein said at a news conference following the report's release. It's pretty shocking that it didn't exist. The report does not incriminate any coaches or athletic administrators in the scheme, which it said was carried out by a former department head and former office administrator within the African and Afro-American Studies Department. The regular classes at UNC Chapel Hill from 1993 to 2011 had no class attendance. It had no faculty involvement. Student athletes accounted for nearly half of the enrollments in these irregular classes, the report found. Among the non-athletes, many were struggling students who were referred through academic support services. Many of them were directed to the course by counselors in the academic support programs for student athletes, the report said, with some counselors going so far as to provide rosters of athletes and the grades they needed to maintain their eligibility. Various personnel at the school were aware of red flags, yet did not ask questions, the report said. The bad actions of a few and the inactions of others failed the university students, faculty, and alumni, and undermined the institution as a whole. This conduct could not and should not have been stopped. This conduct could and should have been stopped much earlier by individuals in position of influence and oversight, and others could have sounded the alarm more forcefully. So this story, I do believe, I don't know if I got that published on the website or not, but you can find it if you want to. Hasn't everyone wondered about all these athletes passing these college classes that are sports stars? And now it's come to, you know, what will happen in this story? You want me to predict for you? It said that they're hanging the blame on former administration officials. Former, so they've already left. You know, they're getting their big pensions or whatever. There'll be very little accountability. They may hang some lowly peon out to dry on this, but I would say it's not just going on at UNC Chapel Hill. It's probably widespread throughout the college system, because this society is bent on sports. Men playing with balls. That is all the society seems to soak up instead of, and you know, I'm not opposed to that. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. And you know, hey, they always come back. They're finally back. But anyway, that my life does not evolve around that. That's for sure. And, there's too much focus on sports and this, on everything that directs our youth away from intelligence. Is not glorified. Reading books, aspiring to be something, it's not glorified in our media or through any of our so-called, I don't even know if we have any role models for our youth. I can't think of one at the moment. I'm sure maybe there's somebody out there. So we see our society continuing in this decline. Add about 50 million more illegal immigrants made citizens to the country. Stir that pot and see what you get. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair, and stay with us.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. Email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I wanted to make mention before next hour, before we go to the phones. I watched a documentary on Netflix this past week that I would recommend to anyone, and it was Progress. It was about what is progress in this society and what we consider progress and what we're actually doing with the technology and where it's heading. And, you know, if you just think to yourself, what do you consider anymore to be progress for this society? As you can see what the technology, how it has drastically changed our way of life, especially recent years. I mean, happening faster than I know I expected. I mean, just in, we're in 2014, look at how the cell phone has advanced over the past, say, 5 years, you know, to the internet capability. And now, you know, with some of my children's, Laura's children, we see anyone trying to get a job, they're directed right to the internet. A lot of places have the computer setting at the front doors. If you go there looking for a job, you go over to the computer. Everything is done on computer. And when you think about some of the things Michael said in his comments today about where they're directing us, you can see that technology is going to be a vast part of that. Everything you do, categorized, mined and kept, stored. Every move you make, every transaction, everything down to just an electronic blip. And the documentary on Progress, you know, it discusses the fact of how we embrace this now. I mean, look at when they release a new, whatever the new, what is the latest iPhone 6, something like that, I'm not sure. Whatever it is, you know, they line up, they buy it in advance. Of course, they do this about tennis shoes sometimes, too. But the people love the technology. And if you take the time and look at the video that's on thealternativemedia.com that's showing the nanobots, these little tiny drones flying in formation and the movements that they've got them capable of doing. And, of course, last week I had the video up. I didn't play it on the air. Tex Mars Robot Alchemy, with all the pictures of the nanotechnology and where this is going. I mean, what we saw just years ago as science fiction is really reality today. You know, I reported a couple of weeks ago, Julian Assange. Doing a live interview with just a virtual character. I mean, all these things are happening. And our youth, the youth of today, is being indoctrinated through the media to just dive in this head first. I mean, everything you watch now, it's Twitter, it's Facebook, hashtag this, you know, everything now. I mean, that's how things are reported. I'm not saying that there's not some good sides to some of this, but look how drastically it's changing our society. And you can say, well, it's creating as much freedom as it's taking away. I don't know. It's a dangerous, it's a double-edged sword, this technology. And as the report I done for you in the first hour, it will eventually, and I think it'll be on the sooner rather than the later, will be used to stifle dissent on the internet, to eliminate information that they don't want consumed by society. You know, when they've got a stranglehold on all of the news media except the internet, you know, newspapers are dying, people are thirsty for true information. I mean, we've got antenna TV here. We've got no true world news at all. Zero. There is none. It's not like it used to be. You can't get any. In fact, I've not seen anything really about what happened in Canada to Parliament, the school shooting, that kind of thing. World, it's very regional, it's local. But when you eliminate the ability for people to go on the internet and educate themselves about the Federal Reserve or whatever subject, the history of World War II, look into the Holocaust or whatever, you're looking for other opinions than the mainstream opinion. You're wanting to decide for yourself. Once that's eliminated on the internet, then you will have complete, total tyranny. This administration, if the mask is not off now, wait till after this election, and I think you're going to see sweeping changes. You know, I mentioned last week that the movie The Distinguished Gentleman, he ran on change. This was a movie from 1992, and it's interesting. That's exactly what we saw in 2008. I wanted to get this story in. Fox News carried this story. Thousands of federal workers who have been put on administrative leave for more than a month have been allowed to collect paychecks and even accrue vacation days and pension benefits while taxpayers were forced to foot the multi-million dollar bills, according to a new report from the GAO. Some government employees who broke the rules, meaning they were cited for being untrustworthy or had ongoing issues with coworkers or with their bosses, were allowed to remain on leave for large chunks of time while they challenged their demotions. Isn't that nice? The 62-page report said the study released publicly on Monday marks the first time auditors have taken a look at the scope of administrative leave by federal workers and its cost to taxpayers. During a three-year period, more than 57,000 employees were told to go home and stay home for 30 days or more, costing taxpayers $775 million in salary alone. The report found that 53,000 civilian employees were kept home for 1 to 3 months. Another 4,000 were kept off the job for 3 months to a year, and hundreds more for 1 to 3 years. Go home, stay home, and collect your fat checks. That's a cushy job if you can get it, isn't it? The report also identified a disparity among how paid leaves were granted and recorded. The report listed the Department of Defense as having the highest number of paid leaves on record during the three fiscal year that ended September 2013. DOD put 8,600 employees on leave for 1 to 3 months, close to 900 for 3 months to a full year, and 123 employees for more than a year. Only in the federal government of the United States would you be put on leave and then paid your salary, accrue vacation days, and get all your benefits for more than a year. And from, I'm not going to read the entire article, but these people that were put on leave usually couldn't get along with their coworkers or had some kind of issue, so they actually benefited from being a problem. And you, the taxpayer, foot the bill. Federal agencies have the discretion to put employees on administrative leave for a number of different reasons, including blood donations and snow days. You're put on administrative leave, I guess, for not donating blood, so you go home for, what, a year and get paid for it? Republican Senator Charles Grassley, Tom Coburn, and Daryl Issa requested the GAO report. Grassley, along with Montana Democrat John Tester, have been working together on legislation that would define which employees would be allowed to stay home, reasons paid leave would be granted, and the durations. I mean, it's no wonder we're in the sad shape we're in. I mean, the lunacy that is in Washington, D.C. You know, no other company could come close to running a business in the ground continually like the federal government of the United States does. I mean, here, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars just wasted in this one report that just come to light. And the American taxpayers, many of which are elderly, choosing between food and medicine that's paid into the system for decades, still struggling just to have to pay their property tax, are the ones funding this lunacy. And of course, you know, the stories I've done over the years, this, sadly, is just a drop in the bucket of what really goes on. Taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443 after the top of the hour break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.